Mining and Mineral Resources. Section 2. Mineral Exploration and Mining. The rate of technological change in the mining industry is increasing rapidly. Computers are commonly used to make models that show the location of ore within a deposit. Mineral exploration data are now obtained from orbiting satellites or from airplanes that carry sophisticated instruments. These instruments help scientists find new ore deposits. Mineral exploration. Through mineral exploration, mining companies can identify areas where there is a high likelihood of finding valuable mineral resources in quantities that are worth mining. Usually, a mineral deposit has 100 to 1,000 times the concentration of the mineral than ordinary rocks do, and enough material to justify opening a mine. Exploring rock for mineralization is the first step in finding an ore deposit. Planes carrying instruments that identify patterns in gravity, magnetism, or radioactivity fly over and collect these data, as well as images and photographs of an area. When used with satellite images, these data and aerial photographs can be used to create a geological map of the surface. As shown in Figure 6, rock samples are then taken from the area. The samples are analyzed to determine ore grade, the metal content of an ore. If the ore grade is high enough, the companies will drill test holes that help them estimate the three-dimensional extent of the ore. If the ore grade is high enough and the deposit extensive enough, the cost to open a mine may be warranted. Subsurface mining. Ore deposits that are usually found 50 meters or more beneath Earth's surface are mined by using subsurface mining methods. A common method of subsurface mining that is used to extract coal and salt is known as room and pillar mining. In coal mines, a network of entries, called rooms, are cut into a seam, a horizontal layer of coal. Between the rooms, pillars of coal are left standing to support the roof. When the mining of rooms is completed, the pillars are then removed, beginning with pillars at the farthest point in the mine. A room in a German salt mine, along with mining equipment, is shown in Figure 7. Longwall mining. A more efficient way to remove coal from a subsurface seam is to use a method called longwall mining. In longwall mining, a machine called a shearer moves back and forth across the face of a coal seam. A shearer that is used in longwall mining is shown in Figure 8. The wall of the seam, called the longwall, may be more than 300 meters long. As coal is sheared from the face, it falls onto a conveyor. The conveyor transports the coal out of the mine. A row of hydraulic roof supports protects the miners and the equipment. As the shearer advances forward through the coal seam, the mine roof behind the hydraulic supports collapses. Solution mining. For underground deposits of soluble mineral ores, such as potash, salt, and sulfur, solution mining is an economical mining method. In solution mining, hot water is injected into the ore and dissolves it. Compressed air is then pumped into the dissolved ore, and air bubbles lift it to the surface. Surface mining. Surface mining methods are used when ore deposits are located close to Earth's surface. Open pit mining is a method that is often used to mine large quantities of near-surface ore. Coal and metals such as copper are mined using the open pit method. In an open pit mine, the ore is mined downward, layer by layer. First, explosives are used, if needed, to break up the ore. Then, the ore is loaded into haul trucks. The haul trucks transport the ore from the mine. Some ores, such as gold ore, are taken to heap leaching pads, such as the pads shown in Figure 9. There, the gold is extracted from the ore using chemicals. Surface coal mining. In the 19th century American Midwest, horse or mule-drawn plows were used to remove the rock, called overburden, that covered near-surface coal seams. Today, some of the largest machines in the world are used to strip the overburden that covers shallow coal deposits. The first step in surface coal mining is to remove and set aside the soil that covers the area to be mined. Next, the overburden is removed by heavy equipment in cuts that may be up to 50 meters wide and over a kilometer long. The overburden is piled alongside the cut. Loaders enter the pit and remove the exposed coal seam. Once the coal is taken out, the pit is refilled with the overburden and contoured. The soil that has been set aside is now laid on top of the overburden. Quarrying. Building stones, such as granite and marble, are mined in quarries like the one shown in Figure 10. Sand, gravel, and crushed rock, known as aggregates, are the main products of quarrying. Quarries also produce clay, gypsum, and talc. Solar evaporation. The solar evaporation process consists of placing seawater, which is about 2.7% sodium chloride, into enormous shallow ponds. The sun evaporates the seawater, which causes the sodium chloride concentration to increase. When the concentration of sodium chloride in the seawater reaches a little over 25%, salt crystals begin to form. With further evaporation, layers of crystalline salt, or halite, build up. When these layers reach the desired thickness, the salt is harvested. Salt harvesting generally occurs once a year. Solar evaporation is a method of salt production that is used in areas that receive little rainfall and that have high evaporation rates. Along the Mediterranean Sea, on San Francisco Bay, and particularly in Australia, solar evaporation is practical because evaporation far exceeds rainfall. Steady prevailing winds, which increase the rate of evaporation, are also important to solar evaporation. Figure 11 shows solar evaporation ponds on San Francisco Bay. The solar evaporation process has been used to produce salt for thousands of years. Today, solar evaporation is used largely in developing countries. About 30% of the world's salt comes from the solar evaporation process. Placer mining. When rock weathers and disintegrates, minerals within the rock are released. These minerals are concentrated by wind and water into surface deposits called placer deposits. The most important placer deposits are stream placers. Streams transport mineral grains to a point where they fall to the stream bed and are concentrated. Concentration occurs at places where currents are weak and the dense mineral grains can no longer be carried in the water. These stream placers often occur at bends in rivers where the current slows. Placer deposits may form along coastlines from heavy minerals that wash down to the ocean in streams. These heavy minerals are concentrated by wave action. Placer gold, diamonds, and other heavy minerals are mined by dredging. As shown in Figure 12, a dredge consists of a floating barge on which buckets fixed on a conveyor are used to excavate sediments in front of the dredge. Gold, diamonds, or heavy minerals are separated from the sediments within the dredge housing. The processed sediments are discharged via a conveyor that is located behind the dredge. Smelting. In the process called smelting, crushed ore is melted at high temperatures in furnaces to separate impurities from molten metal. In the furnace, material called a flux bonds with impurities and separates them from the molten metal. The molten metal, which is desired, falls to the bottom of the furnace and is recovered. The flux and impurities, which are less dense, form a layer called slag on top of the molten metal. Gases, such as sulfur dioxide, form within the furnace and are captured, so they do not enter the environment. Figure 13 shows a smelter in Venezuela. Undersea mining. The ocean floor contains significant mineral resources, which include diamonds, precious metals such as gold and silver, mineral ores, and sand and gravel. Since the late 1950s, several attempts have been made to mine the ocean. These attempts met with varying degrees of success. Competition with land-based companies that can mine minerals more cheaply and the great water depths at which some mineral deposits are found are two of the reasons undersea mining has been largely unsuccessful to date. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.